Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehon. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Episode of Minnesota Homebrew here from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. And if you're outside of our listening range, you can find us at radionorthland.org. Just click on the Listen Live graphic and you're there. I want to thank you. I'm your host, Carl Enbehon, and we got an hour of wonderful music. It's what I call a variety show, just a little bit of everything. And thank you for joining not only myself, but my musical friends tonight, all the way from that last gentleman, Bob Knight. His lyrics are heartfelt and incisive, and yet often infused with a measure of humor or irony. Bob's live show experiences are much like an evening with a friend you haven't seen for years, yet the conversation picks up as though you've never gone your separate ways. His musical sensibilities harken back to Jackson Browne and the Eagles, but you'll find he's no clone. Bob's music is original, relatable, and convincing. Yes, all the way from Bob Knight. And who will be playing last tonight? Oh, yes, Sawyer's Dream. So, boy, do we got songs for you tonight. Up next, He's a folk and blues musician who, after years of playing in notable East Coast bands, now works either solo or teams up with a drummer or harmonica player. In the early 60s, he learned fingerpicking from Artie Traum above Noah Wolf's Music Store on 48th Street in Manhattan, and then he moved to Minnesota. Good move. In 1988, his name is Cooker John, and here he is with his band with a song titled Won't Come Over Now.
I'm sorry, can't come over now. I'm sorry, I won't come over now. I know why you wanted me to come. You needed that ride to the city, the money to go get high. I'm sorry, I won't come over now. I'm sorry, won't come over now. You always said we were such a happy pair. You test my self-control, baby. I'm wondering if that's really fair.
John Band with Won't Come Over Now. And the CDs keep rolling in. Just got one today. I'm really, 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 really excited. The Wrong Omar has sent me another CD. Oh, can't wait to start playing that on the following week's show. Next week, we're going to do Girls Night Out. Double plays by girl singers, such as a couple we're going to play tonight, Annie Fitzgerald and Christine Writing. And we're also going to feature Vicki Emerson. Annie and Vicki are playing Friday, February 1st, on the UMC, University of Minnesota, Crookston campus with Sarah Morris. And we're excited about that. I got a little message here from Annie. What does it say here? It says, thanks for your support. I'm grateful. Maybe the home fires and I will see you on February 1st in Crookston. Definitely. I'm going to try to get my daughter and my granddaughter to go with me. I don't know how lucky I'll be, but anyway, yeah, lots of things happening. My wife and I had a wonderful time Tuesday evening at the Chester Fritz Auditorium on the University of North Dakota campus. We watched a Broadway production of Cinderella. It was magical. Loved it. Third row. That's actually a little close, but it was just wonderful. And the music, there were about a half dozen musicians down there with all sorts of different instruments, but I think a lot of the background music was also done through pre-recorded things, and then they played along certain parts. Just great. If you get a chance to see that, don't miss it. Cinderella at a town near you. Well, this next gentleman, Sam Dubois, is a gentleman who writes lots of personal life experiences into his songs that are easy to relate to, whether it be something he experienced firsthand or witnessed secondhand. He was born in Minnesota and raised on the western end of Pierce County, Wisconsin, in Prescott. And I know that because I used to teach high school English kind of in the middle of Pierce County in Elmwood, which is also the hometown of Vicki Emerson, who will be playing along with Annie Fitzgerald and Sarah Morris there in Crookston on February 1st. Anyway, Sam belongs to a group called Red Moon Winter, and they've released a new CD. And we're going to play a song here titled Behind the Darkness. Now, I actually don't know if this is from that CD or not. I don't think so. But if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, Sam. Here's Sam Dubois with Behind the Darkness. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Behind the darkness that passes over us, through the valleys and out to sea, there is a light that keeps on burning, and it's calling to you and me. Somewhere out there, a place that calls me home, a place that I could die in. But lately I've felt so lost and alone, I want to give up trying. The darkness that passes over us, through the valleys and out to sea, there is a light that keeps on burning, and it's calling to you and me. Won't you please come with me? We'll stand the test of time. We'll grow old and die together. We'll leave this place behind. Darkness that passes over us,
through the valleys and out to sea. There is a light that keeps on burning, and it's calling to you and me. Behind the darkness that passes over us, through the valleys and out to sea, there is a light that keeps on burning, and it's calling to you and me.
Sam Dubois, Behind the Darkness. Well, that's a couple mellow songs in a row. I think it's time to maybe pick it up here on Minnesota Homebrew. Our next artist is Barbara Jean, last name Myers. Grew up immersed in a world of music and sound, honing her early gift for the violin and musical legacy passed from her grandmother to her mother and to herself. From Grand Marais, she's dubbed Minnesota's answer to Emmy Lou Harris. Barbara's new musical project is called Dusty Heart. According to their Facebook page, she's teamed up with Molly Dean to create Americana music duo, merging lush vocal harmonies with intimate layers of banjo, fiddle, and guitar. I'm going to have to get a hold of Barbara and see if they have a CD we can share on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Keep It Rocking by Barbara Jean.
The moon is waning and the sun's going down. Gonna stay up late and go out on the town. Gonna stay up late and go out on the town. A force is rising out there in the night. Come on real quietly and then take flight. Comes on real quietly and then takes flight. Thank you.
I said Rock It Up, but the title sort of suggested that. But a real nice groove on that song, wasn't it? Barbara Jean from the North Shore. Well, next is a gentleman who spends a lot of time in Nashville, but I think he's back here in Minnesota right now. That said, he was born in Kansas and raised in South Dakota. So Roy Holdren's been playing music all of his life, all over the place, and has been part of the Minnesota music scene since the early 80s, playing in bands such as Sweetwater, Livewire, Massey Ferguson, Ringer, the Alfalfa Males, and now with Buffalo. Here's Roy Holdren with a song titled 10 Cents at a Time. You're listening to MHB.
This diner was not her destination. Hollywood wouldn't let her in the gate. How quickly her spotlight turned to neon, where she wears a smile, takes orders and waits. She's going back to Texas. 10 cents at a time. Takes the change home every evening. Separates the dimes, pennies, nickels, and quarters she uses to survive. She's going back to Texas, 10 cents at a time. Tells herself it's just a part she's playing. This part has to play out on its own. She smiles though her heart and feet are aching, and her Oscar's a one-way ticket home. She's going back to Texas, 10 cents at a time. Takes the change home every evening. Separates the dimes, pennies, nickels, and quarters she uses to survive. But she's going back to Texas, 10 cents at a time. She used to dream of limousines, stars lit up her eyes. Now she dreams of buses back to Amarillo skies. Texas, 10 cents at a time. Takes the change home every evening. Separates the dimes, pennies, nickels, and quarters she uses to survive. Texas, 10 cents at a time. She's going back to Texas, 10 cents at a time. She's going back to Texas.
Now that's country. That's the kind of country I like. I hate to sound like an old fuddy-duddy, but that's the kind of country I like. Not this stuff with the snapping of fingers and the... I mean, you know, Hank Williams, Ernest Tubb, Slim Whitman. Oh, gosh, all those great artists. Now they got artists named like Dan and Shay and the Florida Georgia Line. Lady Antebellum. What guy would want to be in a band called Lady Antebellum? Forgive me. I'm long in the tooth and soon to retire, but not from the show, just from my job. Well, maybe. Well, I promised a song by this next lady. This is her debut on Minnesota Homebrew. Sweet, got to do something here. It's only fair that I do this.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
That's right. Her name is Annie Fitzgerald, and I believe she's from Crookston, Minnesota, originally. And Annie's music has been described by Jamsphere as a blend of Tori Amos's intellectual appeal, Sarah McLachlan's mystical charm, and Edie Brickell's Baroque spirit. Honored by the Songwriters Hall of Fame as an artist to watch, Fitzgerald released her second album, You and Me in the Sun, on June 1st of this last year. Produced by Danny O'Brien, the album finds Fitzgerald joining gifted musicians and shaping a textured pop sound mixed with a raw vitality of rock and roll. Since her first release in Good Time, Fitzgerald spent time a part of the New York City indie scene, started a family, and welcomed to move back to her home state in Minnesota, and newfound sense of space to create. So we're going to do the title song from You, Me, and the Sun. Here's Annie Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald, singer-songwriter, and she's performing Saturday night, this Saturday at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis with Vicki Emerson, and then she's performing January 18th, I gotta get my dates right here, let's see what, today is the 10th, so that'd be next Friday, January 18th at the 318 Cafe with Dan Rodriguez in Excelsior, Minnesota. And then, of course, the big event for us, Friday, February 1st, at the Keeley Auditorium on the U of M campus in Crookston, Minnesota, Friday, February 1st at 7:30 p.m. with special guests, The Home Fires, which is Vicki Emerson and Sarah Morris. We play Vicki's music on here, but we're excited because we got her brand new CD. We're going to be starting to play that next week. And still haven't gotten any music from Sarah, so waiting for that. Well, up next, he's from Thief River Falls, Minnesota, but you wouldn't know it by hearing him. He plays his brand of blues to appreciative crowds throughout the upper Midwest. Regarded as an aficionado on blues guitar, he serves as producer for many artists throughout the U.S. His latest CD is titled Showbiz, from which we take this next song. Here's Little Bobby with Upper Room One Day.
Now you got a peaceful feeling and angels all around. You taught me how to pray, and I'll see you in the other room someday. Oh, if I will. Well, you know it's all. Won't find a more gentle soul. I always did the right thing and give thanks to the Lord. You know she taught me how to pray. I'm gonna see you in the upper room someday. Oh, if I will.
As we do every Thursday night, a little beer news from VinePair.com. Evidently, just over a year after piloting its beer delivery service, now I didn't know that they did this because I don't think they do it locally, but I'm not sure. Pizza Hut announced plans to expand beer delivery to 1,000 locations by the summer of 2019. So maybe it's coming here. But anyway, Pizza Hut launched its beer delivery program in Arizona. It sounds like I've been drinking beer tonight, but I'm not. In December 2017, before expanding to parts of California 5 months later, the fast food chain today revealed that more than 300 restaurants across Florida, Iowa, Nebraska, North Carolina, and Ohio will now also offer beer on their delivery menus. Additional locations across California and Arizona will be added by mid-January. The fast food chain, which is the official pizza sponsor of the Super Bowl, offers a variety of beers, including Blue Moon, that's okay, Bud Light, Corona Expert, Extra, so, to make sure underage customers aren't taking advantage of this service. So participating locations have employees check customers' IDs when the order is delivered. Very smart. Beer delivery is a game-changing lever that will continue to pull in order to deliver oven-hot pizzas with ice-cold beer to customers watching and celebrating their favorite teams, Nicholas Burquet, Chief Customer and Operations Officer, said in a press release. Speaking to CNN, Marianne Radley, Pizza Hut's Chief Brand Officer, said the positive feedback is a big driving force behind the expansion. Radley also said the beer delivery service has attracted new customers, which could be vital for the brand, given that Pizza Hut has continued to lose ground to rival Domino's in recent years. Well, to attract me, they'd have to have different beer than that, though. More of a variety. I've never drunk a light beer. I was offered one up on Lake of the Woods the other night. Sunday, I went up there with my son and his boss, and it wasn't a killer day, but I caught more walleye than I've ever caught before up there. So I was smiling like a little kid. And he offered me a Corona Extra, and it was okay. Then he offered me a light beer, and I said, nope, I'm going to my grave without drinking a light beer. So there's your beer news for this evening.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, we don't have to cross the border by too much. We just have to go over to Star Prairie, Wisconsin. It's in St. Croix County, just 4 miles north of New Richmond. And this gentleman, we go back to high school. He went to high school in New Richmond. I went to high school in St. Croix Falls. And we'd bump into each other at teen dances back there in Cheese Country. He's a master carpenter, and we know he's one heck of a musician. His name is Fizz Kaiser. He's recorded 2 CDs, The River Road in 2010, and most recently one titled In a Honky Tonk Glow. Here's Fizz Kaiser, my old buddy I haven't seen in 50 years, with Ladies of the Road.
I waved goodbye to Selma and I climbed up in my truck. Tonight I'll hold Savannah with any kind of luck. The sunrise will find me rolling north on 95, straight into the heart of Caroline. Well, I've been out on this highway damn near all my life. Road will be your mistress, but it might cost you a wife. If goodbye is your handle and lonesome is your road, this might be the only love you'll know. I'm still out here running day and night. Seems like there's always one more load. You're always hoping you get a chance. I was running low on time. In the dark I headed north toward my sweet Caroline. I stopped and see Augusta before I cross the line. She always works 1 a.m. till 9. I walked into the diner. They told me she left town, not to tell me anything if I should come around. Savannah, they said she's doing fine ever since she married Caroline. I'm still out here running day and night. Seems like there's always one more load. You're always hoping you get a chance.
I can say that I'm doing better than I was just yesterday. Still I wake up crying and wait up for the dawn. Meanwhile in Memphis,
he's been called one of the most brilliant songwriters to emerge from the Twin Cities in nearly two decades by SouthernMinnesota.com or SouthernMin.com. His name is Doug Collins. That was a nice song, huh? Meanwhile, in Memphis. Well, up next, they're a brand new Americana pop rock band from Minneapolis. Their debut album, Space Between the Notes, was released last September. They're comprised of Dave Dvorak, Matthew Roderick, Steve Appelhans, Kristen Roderick, Roderick Wilson, it's just spelled a little differently, Charlie Mack Lupke, and Don Strong. They're called Zoe Says Go. Here they are with a tune titled Black Dog. You're listening to Homebrew.
Everything is broken. The world is out of tune. I can't get out of bed, though I know it's almost noon. I got no motivation. I don't even want to eat. I can't escape the creature. It's curled up at my feet. Black dog, sleeping in my bed. Black dog, he's living in my head. He don't wear a collar, he don't wear a tag, he's never on a leash, and his tail, it don't wag. But he follows by my side, he's nipping at my heels. No one else can understand how desperate this feels. Black dog, a shadow on my soul. Black dog, all my happiness he stole. Black dog, prowling in my yard. Black dog, he's making life so hard. My doctor says that I should just ignore him. Take these pills and everything will be alright. But I can feel his heat. Shadows, and I can hear him breathing in the night. Can't summon up the energy to even wash my face. I keep my curtains closed. I don't want to leave my place. The things that used to bring me joy ain't nowhere to be found. Ever since the day that the black dog came around. Black dog, dishes pile up in my sink. Black dog, I try to drown him with my drink. Black dog, but he won't leave me alone. Black dog, I keep on singing like a stone. My doctor says that I should just ignore him. Take these pills and everything will be alright. But I can feel his heat, see him moving in the shadows. And I can hear him breathing. A better place if I just disappear. And I see that black dog curl his lips into a grin. But I swear to God, I ain't gonna let that wicked creature win. Black dog, you ain't gonna take me down. Black dog, I'm gonna drive you from this town. Black dog, I ain't feeding you no more. Black dog, hey, I'll fight this bitter war. Dog, black dog, black dog, black dog. Dog, black dog, black dog, black dog. Dog, black dog, dog, black dog. Dog, black dog, black dog, black dog.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Yes, her name is Christine Riding. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. W-R-I-D-I-N-G. And she's a country music artist with an eye to the future. With her recently released album, Just the Beginning, Christine has taken to the road with career highlights from this year, including performing at the Country Stampede in Manhattan, Kansas, the Minnesota State Fair, and having her songs aired on terrestrial radio as well as internet radio and streaming stations in the U.S. and abroad. Christine looks forward to what 2019 has in store and can't wait to share some musical adventures with her fans. We are excited about playing our very first song by this young, talented artist. Here's Christine writing with Just the Beginning.
Hey, little girl, with your eyes so blue, I understand the pain you're going through. You loved a guy who didn't love you back. And when you gave everything you had, but don't blame yourself. Something new. If he didn't realize what he had when he had you, then he doesn't deserve you back. So leave the past in the past, because you don't live there anymore. Take back your life, because the life you choose to live is yours.
posted, what a voice. Got two unbelievable voices this evening, Annie Fitzgerald and Christine Writing. I suppose it could be Ridding, but it looks like Writing with a W. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Christine, or anyone else. Hey, I want to remind you of our songwriting challenge for the last Thursday in January, the 31st. Songs about newness in your life. I already have one submitted by Bruce Caswell, and waiting for more to come in, but we have lots of time because that's still, 3 weeks from tonight. And also, the live music calendar for Half Brothers Brewing Company in Grand Forks tells us that tonight, Mudbucket is playing. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m., Ryan Avdem, and Saturday night at 9 p.m., Aaron Simmons. Next Tuesday, 7 p.m., Rom Franz, and 7 p.m. on Wednesday, David Allen. So evidently they're not having music on Sunday or Monday, but if you're interested in performing there, they do pay performers. Their email address is halfbrosevents@gmail.com. halfbrosevents@gmail.com. Well, our last song of the evening is by Sawyer's Dream. Thanks for tuning in tonight. And don't forget, whether you're talking music or beer, shoot for quality over quantity. We'll see you again next week on Minnesota Homebrew.